Every so often, we come across someone selling a product for which there would seem to be almost no market. We're not talking here about hair in a can and the other odd items peddled on late-night infomercials, but, well, things like the dent eraser. The dent eraser is the brainchild of Jim Akins, a tuba player with the Columbus Symphony Orchestra and a professor of music at The Ohio State University. It turns out that tubas are easily dented because the metal is surprisingly thin, just a few hundredths of an inch thick. Not only do the dents look bad, they also can affect the tuba's sound. Up until now, repairing tuba dents has been a time-consuming and expensive job. The instrument had to be unsoldered, disassembled, and the dents had to be pounded out. Fixing one dent could cost hundreds of dollars. Akins wanted a faster, cheaper way of doing the same thing. We invited Jim Akins to our studio to explain how his dent eraser works. He showed off his beautiful undented tuba by playing us a little Prokofiev. That was lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tell us how your dent eraser works.
Well, it's based on a magnetic principle. It took a long time to find a manufacturer to make a strong enough magnet to do what we needed
right.
to do, literally thousands of times stronger than prior magnets.
My refrigerator magnet.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. This you could literally pull the whole refrigerator with
away from the wall.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So it's a very strong tool.
And so you've got this magnet and you use steel balls
Iron-rich steel ball inside the instrument. The kit that I've come up with has four different size balls in it, and you use those according to what tube you're working on.
Can you demonstrate it for
us?
Oh,
sure, absolutely.
You've got your box here with
right.
your
Right, it's a very
case
small case. It's about the size of a clarinet case.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's very heavy.
Yeah.
It's very heavy.
I hope the desk is okay.
Yeah.
So, but as you can see, denting an instrument, mm-hmm. these, I push those in with my thumb.
Really? You can dent
oh,
this
sure.
with your thumb?
Yeah. If somebody bumps into a chair... It's even worse.
I can't believe you're doing that to this horn.
So let me show you how quickly this works.
What you've got there is about six or seven dents in that big J curve at the bottom of
right,
the tuba.
The right? bottom. What mm-hmm. we call that the bottom bow.
Mm-hmm.
Just take the magnetic unit, which is basically 2 inches around and about 5 inches long. It's a very heavy tools, rubber coated, mm-hmm. and on one end where the magnet is, there's a soft cover to protect the finish of the instrument.
Right.
And basically, all you do is take, in this case, we'll use the largest ball, and you tip the instrument up and roll the ball
and that,
in.
That ball is about the size of a tennis ball.
It's pretty heavy. It's about a 4-pound ball.
Yeah.
So we just roll that ball inside, and then It's not very difficult. In this case, I'm standing the instrument up so that the ball is at that bottom area.
Right.
And I'll just take the magnet and go to that area, and the ball will hop right to the magnet.
Yeah, let me take a look at that. I got to see this.
And then to take the dent out, this is going to amaze you how fast this is.
And it looks like you're just erasing something.
As you slide the magnetic unit on the outside, the ball travels with the magnet on mm-hmm. the inside and burnishes those dents from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. So have you taken them all out already?
They're all gone.
It took you 15 seconds. That's just amazing.
And another nice attribute to this tool, we did a little experiment where we put a substantial dent in that same bottom area mm-hmm. and took it out. The normal way where you put a backing plate and then from the outside you brush hammer.
Mm-hmm.
As you do that, you thin the metal and therefore it's going to crack easier. So we put a dent in, took it out, put a dent in, took it out in the same spot to see how many times we could do that without destroying the brass. And after 12 repairs, simply 12 repairs in that one spot, the brass cracked up just like ice on a river.
Wow.
With this tool, we did the same test where we dented it and took the dent out with the dent eraser. And after 632 repairs on the same spot, I kind of just got bored with the project and gave up. And so the brass
was... No cracking.
Yeah. It was structurally sound still.
That's amazing.
So, you know, if a school has a system like this where they've got sousaphones, which are always getting dented from being in stadiums, you know, kids are clunking through and somebody else will knock it or... So
you're saying a high school could buy one of your kits here, mm-hmm. and the band instructor or one of the students even could be in charge of taking dents out of these. And I suppose that would mean that you don't have to replace tubas as often, which
definitely.
Is, what would it cost to replace a high school grade tuba?
Well, this is this one that we've been putting some dents in is a very good playing instrument, but it is not a very expensive instrument as tubas go, but it's still going to cost somewhere around $3,500.
Wow.
OSU's marching band will spend on the average of $14,000 a year just to repair their 28 sousaphones.
Now, I wonder, does this have any connection to the way that auto repairmen take dents out of cars? I know some of them are very secretive about how
right.
they get these small dings out of cars. Do they do it with magnets?
Not that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. There's different systems where they have different things that go behind. This really wouldn't be as effective for a car repair because the car itself is metallic, and the attraction would be to it, the skin of the car, rather than the backing.
I see.
So it's not as effective. However, I have heard of cases where this is being used for fixing motorcycle gas tanks. Boats, aluminum boats especially, so a lot of small airplanes with aluminum wings, all sorts of different applications for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me today.
Jim Akins is a professor, a tuba player, and inventor of the dent eraser. Would you play one more piece for us?
Be my pleasure. Mm-hmm.